And then in the wintertime, I had a shed on the outside of that. And the cows stand under the shed out there and reach in and pull the hay out and eat.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever keep the hay up in the barn?
Oh, we had another little building before we built this, the place I'm telling you about, that we put hay in. And then it wasn't, we didn't have but one or two, about two cows at that time. But after we got more cows, then we built this up.
I see. Mm-hmm. If you kept hay upstairs in the barn, what would you call that? Was it
hayloft?
That'd be just the loft?
Hayloft. That's right.
And did you have a place to keep small grains like oats?
Didn't raise oats much.
You didn't?
Sometime we'd plant oats, but we'd tie them up in bundles and just put them up in that hayloft, just like wood hay.
Mm-hmm. How do people keep small grains now? They have a certain...
They don't raise no small grain much. About the only small grain they raise now is soybeans. And they gather them and take them right on to market.
I see. Just take them in to market. Mm-hmm. The cow stable, and you said, and the horse stable was the side.
That's right.
And how about the hogs?
We had a lot to put our hogs in. And in the wintertime, most of the time in the wintertime, just let them run outside.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm. Run them in the woods and in the field.
Mm-hmm.
But in the summertime, when the crops was being planted and cultivated, we had a lot to keep them in.
And that was a pig lot then, or how
that's
was you?
Hog lot.
Hog lot.
That's right.
And how about chickens? How'd you keep them?
Well, they just run out in the yard until, I got into the chicken business one time. And I had pens for my chickens then. I had about six different kinds and run a little hatchery.
Oh, I see.
Produce my own eggs, hatch my own chicken, advertise them through Progressive Farmer, shipped them clean to Arizona.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it was New Mexico, I believe.
How long ago was that?
About 1924 to along about 30 or 35.
Mm-hmm.
And when that depression come in, in about 1929 to 30 and long there, I went flat broke, flat in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
And our president, who was the president then? Well, anyhow,
I don't remember.
Anyhow, he told us, he got me in trouble. He said, good times just around the corner. I told my wife, I said, if that's the case, we're going to keep our chickens and buy feed and feed them. Everybody else in the whole neighborhood is selling theirs. I said, we'll keep ours. And we'll come in when that good time gets here. So the president got me in trouble, and he got me in. He didn't tell me where the corner was.
The corner was way down the road.
It never has got here.
Yeah, that's
and I kept my chickens and then had to sell them for nothing.
Oh, I see.
I sold eggs at 8 cents a dozen.
That was